This seems to be the most popular minhag. Should I press the button here, but you don't have to press?
I should move it forward if it's awesome.
Okay. The minhag is that women do not buy eretz chanukah. And even among Ashkenazi kehilos, maybe you'll tell me since we have here a South African representation. So the practice is that, generally speaking, even with people individually like Nero, so that seems to be Ashkenazi practice, that's the Ramon we'll see in a little while, but women tend not to like Nero Sa'atzma. And the reason Mr. Brewer says, which my Rebbe had a lot of difficulty with, he didn't understand not Hakeshem, but Ishta Gugufo to this altar. Ishta Gugufo is a din in the same verse. It applies in a number of areas in Halacha, but offhand it has no connection to Neros Hanukkah because the Gemara says clearly, Noshim Chayavos Ner Hanukkah in the Gemara, Shafi Noli Bosra Nes. It couldn't be more explicit than that. Women are Chayav in their Hanukkah because they were involved in the Nes. That's what we last night described and discussed. Machlok Zitzin, Thesis in the Rashbam. That we saw actually here on page number one, the Tosis that the second Tosis with the Rashbam says, they are the prime and probably most significant progenitors, and they're the ones involved in this mess. Esther, when it comes, obviously, Purim, Chanukah, Yehudah, Pesach, Mishus, Kani, Yoshua, Sador. And then the problem is the language of Afein. Afein sounds like they have a secondary role. They also were involved in the Nes. So Taisa suggests they were involved in the Sakona of the Hashmin Largul Avid. There's no question that Ahasuerus' decree was directed against them, as is directed against all of Klal Yisrael. Males, females, children, doesn't make a difference. Pesach, they were Meshumah to power Mitzrayim. Chanukah, the Zeros on them. So if that's the case, why should they not lie? There is Chanukah. And there are many Achronim who discuss this issue in a number of different ways. That's what I want to share with you tonight. The Achronim who discuss this issue, and a very fascinating issue in and of itself. On page number four, there's a tshuva in the upper left-hand corner of the Mashal. Mashal is Arshom Aluya. Mashal was one of the greatest of the Gdolei Achronim. He's a contemporary of the Ramah. That means there's a whole group of Ashkenazi Achronim. I'm talking about the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Mashal and the Ramah and the Bach. Who all live more or less... all our contemporaries of each other. Mashal is known for his unbelievable charifus. Mashal was a chorif otzum. Anyone learned the Yamshal Soma and Masechtes and Chas and the Chubas of the Mashal? This is a Chub of the Mashal, it's in the Tariqay. Mashal writes that, take a look at the language, I'll read it. He says, this halacha of Chanukah Ishu Beiso, that's the basic din, there are Chanukah Ishu Beiso. Each house has to have the second level is called the Mahadrin, where each one has one there. And therefore, that's the Bechena Minok, that seems to be the practice. And he goes on to say that the notion that one lights only in their Echad, the Ishvi Ishto, the Vadi Masbiglam, because we're talking about that if I know that, let's say, my wife's going to light for me, so then, again, unless a person is in himself, by himself, in his home, alone, etc., etc. But whatever the case is, the Marshal takes the following tack. He understands that the Yotze, a man, a husband, a wife with one there. And therefore, a married woman doesn't have to light candles because it's one there, it's one bayis, living in the house together, and therefore there's no need for more than one candle. The only question is, who should light that candle? Should he light the candle? Should she light the candle? That's the question which the Mashal does not address. L'chura, according to the Mashal, if there's one there for per household, what difference does it make? Either she can light it or he can light it. It seems to me no distinction. He doesn't indicate who's going to light. The Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, now this Rambam, you can see, quoted by the Brisker Rav, and it's on page number six. It's a Chiddush Yerushalmi HaLevi, but he begins with the Rambam, so we'll read it from there. And this is a very famous Rambam. on page number 6. If you see the left hand column, Peridal Halachal. So the Rambam writes over here, Kamaner is a Madlik Bechanaka. How many candles am I supposed to light? Mitzvah Shuko Bayis and Bayis Madlik Nerecho. Every household has to light one there. That's the basic mitzvah. Ner Ishu Beisa. That each home lights one candle. Then the Rambam goes on. Bamahadri is a mitzvah. So Bamahadri is a mitzvah. So he wants to move a notch up. So the Rambam says, then what do you do? You're going to light Keneged the number of people in your home. Again, that's the second level. Only one candle is required for each individual member of the household. And now we have the third level. That's the third level. That each individual is going to have in there every single night. And each night you're going to add one candle. And then the Rambam gives you a mashal asara. If you have 10 people in the household, so the first night you will light 10 candles. Below Sheni, assume the second night 20 candles. The eighth night you're going to have 80 candles. So again, the Rambam does not understand the notion that each person should light for himself. This, by the way, you probably are aware, this always was intriguing to me. Namely, the chiluk between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. I have a lot of Sfaradim and Bochur in my yeshiva. They don't light Neros Chanukah. Why? The father in Flatbush and in LA and in Johannesburg. I don't know if there's Sfaradim in Johannesburg, I doubt it. But let's say wherever there are Sfaradim strongholds, in Great Neck and in LA and in New York City, talking about the Flatbush in that specific area where the SYs hang out and the Rockies where they hang out, the father lights Neros Chanukah. So this has always struck me. I shouldn't say struck me. I have always been thunderstruck by this practice of Sfaradim, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where let's say LA is 10 hours behind Eretz Yisrael. Not Pesha, Adabra Azeh. I'm not discussing that tonight. I'm just mentioning the issue because the marker is the Rambam. The Rambam says if you have 80 people, you have one person being Madlik. I mean, this fits with the Sfaradim mindset, but I'm not here to sociologically analyze the Sfaradim mindset as opposed to the Ashkenazi mindset that he rules the, shall we say, the roost, and he is the balabait. I can talk a lot about that issue sociologically, but I'm not interested in that right now, more from a halachic perspective as my interest. So again, the Rambam says the balabait is Madlik, Neros, Kaminin, Kovalei Mesa. Depending on the numbers in his household, and we found the third level, Mahadim Namahadim, correct? The basic level is one there. I'm on page 6 with the Rizklav and Kosah. And the level number 2 is Mahadim, the second level, where they're the Kalefa Be'efa. Level number 3 is Bosidu Ho'fin, Be'silel, and that's how the Rambam says, that's how we pass it. But how do we operate? Ashkenazim. We operate every person lights on the eighth night, 8 candles. The Rambam says, no. Of course, 8 candles, but who lights all the candles? The Balabai. So, if there are, as the Rambam gave the example, you have 10 people in the household. So, on the eighth night, you're going to have 80 candles. Who lights the 80 candles? The Balabai. That's the Sheikh of the Rambam, the Sefaradim, that's the Psak. Okay, that's not my focus, but the Rambam passing down the Balabai says, Madlik, as I said, there is convenient company based. So, the Mashal that we looked at a moment ago on page number 4 in the upper left-hand corner, the mashal here is Kovea Leish Yishto Dai Ben Erecha. The husband and wife, they have no need for more than one there because it's one house. So it seems that the mashal's position, which is that which I just mentioned, it is difficult to actually understand where he's coming from. Even in line of the Ramah has to pass in, and this is what I mentioned a moment ago. What's the meaning of Mahan and Abahadu? What are all of us doing in this room as far as I know? I think even from Johannesburg, I think you differ. Namely, each person, the Be'abayis, has his own Chanukiah, does his own act of Halakha. That's generally the way it's practiced.
To be a deep in the Lashon, but never the Lashon.
What was that?
To be a deep in the deal to the Lashon. Because that's the Kolech HaBecha there. There, the Kolech HaBecha.
You are right. However, the problem is, the language of the Gemara is there, Shabbesah is level number one. There, number 2 is, as you said, Ne'el Kolecha Be'echa. Number 3, Mahadim and Mahadim, Mosif and Ba'ofet. So you're saying, this is actually Nachon Tzim 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 Rambam, and what is this third level going on? What is it going on? What's it referring to? I'm not discussing that machlokes that right. That's another shir. But I'm talking about again this mashal that says that in a household. So then there's one candle. Husband and wife share that candle. I mentioned earlier that our Soloveitchik was. I'll get to it a bit later, but I mentioned it earlier before you arrived. That the Mishnah said the reason why women don't light. That's the question we're asking. We asked the question: why should they not light? Noshim chayavos v'ner chanukah. Shavei no yivos anes. There's no question that the mitzvah devolves upon them. So the Mishnah says it should be gufo. Our Soloveitchik was doichel al asaf. He said it's totally. Not applicable. The chalav to ner chanukah. That's a dinidul. Stainless and other areas of the Torah. No shanks to that. He was in. It's a gemara. Noshim chayos ner chanukah. Shavei no yivos anes. So I'm just going back to this mashal for a second. The line of the Ramah. Ramah said the meaning of ma'adim la ma'adim, as you mentioned. Kolech of ma'abai is ma'adim la asma. So what's the simple pshat in the Ramah? The Ramah was suggesting that basically ma'adim la ma'adim, each person lights the eros ki'ilu, he alone is mechuyev in the mitzvah. When everyone, every member of our family lights a Hanukkah, each one of us is obligated in the mitzvah. Each one of us is going to light the Eros Hanukkah. It is not sufficient ner ishu beisa. Means I'm saying even in the Marshal says that ishu ishu nashom kodem echad. That's what he writes over here. It considers to be like one, husband and wife. But the gabe, the minyan anshi habayis, okay? But that doesn't tell you necessarily that a woman is exempt from the obligation that devolves upon her. When her husband already was mekayim the mitzvah, she may also have an obligation that may devolve upon her as well. There's no necessity to assume that somehow she is exempt from this matter. So this is the issue that we're raising.
Issue back,
sir. It's fine now. You took it downstairs, yeah.
Also the woman?
What was that?
The accounts. Everybody. Also the woman?
I'm going to get to that. You'll see a bit after. I am exactly going to discuss that. I should mention at the outset. So I'm sure you're aware that, you're speaking now, Halacha L'maaseh. So Halacha L'maaseh, the minhag in many homes of certainly Chabad in Maladaber, that women light Neros Chanukah in the house of Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal Merebi, each of the women in the house lit Neros Chanukah. That's a minhag of Brisk as well, based on the Gemara. And this minhag is actually quite rampant among many circles, not just Chabad and not just Brisk, but others also now have adopted the Minhag, because I once heard from, I asked Agoy Labar Lechisin Tzatzal, so his son-in-law, my rabbi for many, many years, I asked him about this matter, so he told me, it's posher to him that when Shabbat Neros Chanukah, his daughters, of course, his daughters and grandchildren, Rav Soloveitchik, his wife with Neros Chanukah, he likes Neros Chanukah, and that's a practice which Brisk has based on the Gemara. So whether you like it or don't like it, obviously the meaning of most women is not to like, because the Mishnah Berurah says I'm going to discuss it a bit later. I didn't mean to, but because you asked me, Allah Almighty says so. There are people who are knowing. For what I can see, most women do not like Neros Chanukah. For what I'm sure in Johannesburg, the women don't like Neros Chanukah. Even where our wives come from, so over there in Flatbush or whatever. They also don't like Neros Chanukah. What was that? No, but I'm saying that if Avraham Lechazin, and he told me, they have to bring a raya to their shita, not me.
Where there was a husband.
Yeah, where there's a husband. That's what Philip just said a moment ago.
Yes, to me.
That's right. That's exactly my point.
It's just like Kiddush or anything.
So, the question is whether you apply here. Again, as I said, the same principle as you apply Kiddush is not Shomei Akareinu Mia, Pashas. The Maisah Bokeh, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Maisah Bokeh, then women are also Chayav the Maisah Bokeh. Noshim, Chayobos, Ba'al Bokeh, Zeh Chanukah, Shabbein Ha'im Asaneh, the Shokin Shomei Akareinu. What? It's a Rebbe Zagur, but what? It's a Poshim. It's not Shudim that the women shall like Neros Chanukah. It's not Shudim, Lufi Adumore. Again, I'm saying, there's here, there's a risk law. And that's what I have here. I'm not going to read to you the type of law, I would like to, but it would be, I'd go beyond my limits. So I'll just summarize the Biskolov. The Biskolov over here, the Sima the Rambam, he has a lengthy discussion regarding Halachas Neros Chanukah. He's mechadish that, let's say, someone is not among the Bnei Habayis. That's also another discussion that we have. What makes you a Ben Bayis? A good example. It's a famous talk about Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. A guest comes to someone for Shabbos. So now the question is, what is their status? Do they light Neros Chanukah there? Or should they light at home and then come to the home of the Achsenoi, come to the home of the Machsen or the Mareach. What they do on Sunday Shabbos? Do they light candles over there where they stay for Shabbos, or do they actually go home and light over there on Shabbos? Especially if you're Makbid, I'm one of those who is Makbid the Shis Agro. Namely, I light candles exactly at Shkia Sachama, exactly at Shkia. I've been doing it literally throughout my entire life.
America,
I actually had to do somersaults in America because I was working for a living. I also work here for a living. But here I'm in a more position of greater flexibility than I was in America. But in America, I did it too. Everywhere I lived, that's what I did. I was knowing to light candles at Shkia like I grew up. I've been doing it my entire life. Because I was knowing many minhagi agurah in America, and then when I came here, I accepted upon myself even more minhagi agurah. Someone today came to me and was mayor to me that he doesn't think I'm acting appropriately. In what sense? I said, Baruch Hu, it's a Shem HaBaruch. So I don't bend down to Baruch Hu. I see you all the time. You see me all the time. Or much of the time. We've done the same meeting together often in the morning. I used to dive until now in Masikin, but now it's a bit later, and it's a bit earlier, and I feel I need a few hours of sleep still. Anyway, so just justifying my existence. So I don't bend down for Baruch. So he says to me, "What, the Gantzavelt bends down for Baruch? How come you don't?" I says, "Minigagwa is not. Minigagwa is not too. As is my Rebbe, of course. Minigagwa is not too because Chazal was sacking X number of Kriyos in Shmoneh Esrei. And Chazal was sacking in Obeis and Meidos. That's the Takanos Chazal. Abu Shtei Takanos Chazal. Gadi Gorchu. So the Achmedim say, Korea Ma'at. That's the Achmedim say. Oh, Hashulchan. He comes to him and he asks you this Kasha. That Shmoneh Esrei, that's when you're supposed to do this bowing down, this Kriya. So that's when it says, Korea Ma'at. Adi Shtei Chomor. Korea Ma'at. Minigagor is not to do it before. So he was astounded. So he said, of course, he showed me, Tareli, show me inside, which of course I was glad to do. But anyway, everything can be shown inside. And then there are a few other such. Someone, I give you an example, okay, I'm going off the topic, I don't wish to do it. Someone last night asked me a Shaila, Rob here actually in Beit Shemesh, he asked me a Shaila because the Avelim in Yeshua, and they want to read the Torah, the Beis Avel, and they heard that you have to read the Torah three times in the Beis Avel, otherwise, you can't take a sip of Torah from the shul. So I told him, there's no such halacha. Mishnah is Adin. Yochai Shulchan, he's the one who pushes this halacha. I understand why he does it. I don't come with the sip of Torah. I don't want to just start transporting sip of Torah from place to place. Even though Mikra Adin, you're allowed to do so. It's a dinner shul halacha. Actually, the Mechabe talks in Hitzvah Shoshana about taking to a Beis HaAsurim. Someone's at a Beis HaAsurim. He's in jail. Now the question is, are you allowed to take a cemetery and bring in the cemetery in jail? So it has to be an Adam Choshen, be Allah Batum, what's called Adam Choshen, president of the shul, prime minister of the country. I mean, exactly what makes a person Adam Choshen or a simple Jew who doesn't have any of these lofty positions and posts, I'm just being cute now. But whatever the case, I didn't find Adam Choshen. Okay, but I go back to this. So I heard from my rabbi, there's no such thing, there's no mocker for three times. They're talking mocker. Neither in Babri nor Yerushalmi. So what's the halacha? So Rav Soloveitchik said, the halacha is simple. You have to find a makom for a chuban for a cemetery. That's the requirement. That's a Rambam. That's a Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. You have to put it into an aron. I'm totally against putting a cemetery, lying it down here. They do it also. The Sifrei Torah, the Bima, let's say Yisko, or whatever, they cover the talis. The nonsense of Mizoy that Sefer. I can't argue with everything that the previous laws that Sal did. I'm not here to shall we say, I've had a lot of discussion recently relating to the issue of Kaddish. Namely, I'm about to effect a change, but I'm being very careful about my wife Shlita, exceptionally careful not to do anything which might undermine the world, because there are people in the shul who are, shall we say, chassim, which is a good thing. Most of them are Bali Tshuva, don't have a clue what the halacha is all about, but whatever the case is, lo mishaneh. They see that as being, that's his imprint, and not coming around. So I'm not looking to change my flingers in general. That's not my interest in life. I just want to teach Torah. That's all my interest in life. Anyway, so Mikra Din, people say Kaddish, that's the minute of 99% of Klal Yisrael. After all, that's the minute of Klal Yisrael, of the Poshah, Ms. Moshe Hanukkah. He was worried about it. I mean, was that Sal, a Marim Kaddish. It's a no simple matter. If you go among Balabatim, this is a common thing. People just want to say Kaddish, one after the next. more so than Ashkenazim. That is a correct statement. And every possible opportunity, they say it. So he was concerned about Imam Kadesh. So presently, I haven't really gotten into the matter. I only made one change in the shul the entire time. Are you aware of that? On Rosh Hashanah night, Yom Kippur night, that we say, the David Mizmor, Noch Kaddish, not before Kaddish. In my life, I never heard such a thing saying it before Kaddish. It's against the Gruah, it's against everyone. The kids are, it was introduced by Chassidim who like Kaddish. And they like saying Mizmor, Noch Kaddish, Noch Kaddish. Okay, that's the only change I made so far. But I'm just indicating a few other things that she wants to talk about, things that are, there's a tefillah here, which I don't know what to do with. It's a Gapachki, the tefillah. And essentially, it was coupled together about 78 different things, which have no shaykes one to the other. And we won't get into it right now, not a public kind of arena. But Rabbi Weiss knows what I'm talking about. But let me show you. I'm back over here. So, Briscoe said the following. So, he says that someone who's not in the Abayas, can he not say the Abayas, he lies in their home? And this is a Psalm of Shulman's home. I go to someone's house, Shabbos Hanukkah, I become a Ben Bayis. So Moshe Shabbos, I can light there. I'm about to leave. I'm going home. I light there. I became a Ben Bayis in the course of Shabbos, in the course of Hanukkah. There is a Psak Mechudosh. And even on the way in. So now I'm becoming a Ben Bayis. What makes you a Ben Bayis? The Bris Klav here indicates that even someone who's not a Ben Bayis can be Moshe Ben Bayis if he lies in their home. Mashma, that even according to the Ramah, and even the minute of Mahadim and Mahadim, according to Mahadim and Mahadim, does not mean that each one lights Neiros Ke'ilu, he's obligated to light Neir Chanukah. But no, the halacha is that Halachas Neiros has to be Miskayim Avur Kol B'nei Abayit. Kol B'nei Abayit has to summon that B'yotze with Halachas Neiros Chanukah. That's right. So this halacha can be done by somebody else. Why does it have to be done by someone who's a, what do you call him, lives there? Someone who's a member of the household. Even somebody else can do it. So according to that Shita, the mashal is very good. If Ishra Ishra continued to be other mechod, that's what he says over here. So it could be that when the man likes Neiros Hanukkah, the halacha is called Halakha and Neiros for his wife as well. So this notion of the mashal, that the man can be mostly his wife, the chiyuv b'halacha, many posts can bring it, and they explain with that the minhag why women don't like Neiros Hanukkah. That's how they explain lefi the mashal. Because the chiddush mashal can explain actually this minhag only the gabi women who are married. Okay, so that I understand. A married woman with a husband, they're in the same home, so therefore I understand it. What's the makor? Nashim bivakot. Women who are, the Bab Shirevi Kayadua, Zachar Lebracha, he was into what he called Neshek, Neiros Shabbos Kodesh, and young girls lighting Neiros Shabbos, and not just them lighting Neiros Shabbos, but lighting Neiros Hanukkah as well. Very into that topic. So that's the question that we have to deal with. So I want to show you now a famous comment. The Mishnah Brura is the one who introduced this Achron. I don't think anyone else could have introduced him, except the Mishnah Brura, who had a tremendous Bekias. The Brura's Bekias was wondrous. They say that Mishnah Brura didn't own any of these farm. He's the bar of the farm. And they asked the Mishnah Brura, why don't you buy this farm? And he said, not to buy this farm, does says that I'm going to have to essentially increase my panosa. Tzai is geld. Geld is tzai. The Mechavish can tzai, so I can borrow the same. I don't have to go ahead and necessarily purchase it and buy it. So there's a page number of this handout. Page number 2, there's a comment of the Achron that is, I don't think so well known. Now, I could be wrong. The only time in the entire Mishnah Brura that is quoted is in this time. I don't know the Mishnah Brura so well. Rav Shmuel Lein Koider, a sefer called Oila Shmuel. Mishnah Brura quotes it. I don't know if you want to read it. You can trust my summarizing of it, which I plan to do right now, but you can read it if you like. So he explains that the obligation of women regarding the Hanukkah is less than the obligation of the male counterparts. Now, we already quoted this in the context of the Bahag by Mikra Megillah. The only thing we question, does that also apply to Ner Hanukkah? He says outright, it applies to Ner Hanukkah as well. They don't have the same level of obligation. What is that? Because the Assyrian Greeks, when they imposed the Gzera of Shema against Klal Yisrael, he said that the Gzera was not the same for men and women. On the men, they essentially imposed the following Gzera. They had to acknowledge publicly with a pronouncement, She'ein lanu chelek b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. We have no share in the God of Israel, And therefore, there's no question. That's exactly what they did. Kiddush Hashem for the Gibel Averis after the Maaseh Levish. Women, no. They unfortunately and tragically were designated to become Rachman Litzlan chattel, sexual chattel. That's what the Eila Shmuel suggests. And therefore, since they were not necessarily being asked to be over in Avera in an active kind of way, but in a passive kind of way, there was no obligation to go out of the Maaseh Levish. What a chiddush odnir. I can't even know. So here he writes. Well, is that okay? You can ask individual kashas. And the question is also, when did that happen? But the kashas, it did not happen during Hanukkah. And but I'm just talking about Hanukkah right now. He's focusing specifically on Midi's Lashon that he writes over here, which is the sounding Lashon. And he says, Nikam Hanukkah, La'oya Lekufas. Trying to find the exact lashon now myself. I'm pretty sure it's here. Here it is. Read where it says Omnam in the second column. Actually, we should read a little bit before then. We don't have to read the whole thing though. You see where it says Omnam, I'm reading now in the second column, upper section, last five lines, then we'll go to the next section. You see where it says Omnam Adifi Bnei Kamina? I'm on page number two. Everyone have it? Look in the left hand column, upper section of the left hand column, where the last paragraph, Omnam Adifi Bnei Kamina. See that? That one? Omnam Adifi Bnei Kamina. Shemachin Nashim, he indicates when it comes to their Hanukkah, he says, Tvelos. Why? Because what was the nes of Hanukkah? Lahoya, Legufos, Kim Lahabra Adas. Ula Nashim Hoysa Xera, Kisulacham Akara Nasin, Shelacham Chela Velkay Israel. Hear this? Be Allah Nashim, you see what my wife's right here? Hoysa Xera, Shetiboil, the Tasa Tchila. They should be used as sexual channel. When we did Torah, they're passive, and therefore there's no obligation. As he mentions, the Gemara Ksubis, they're tofel, they're not involved in the Maaseh. And then he says a bit further, and the second line of the right hand column now on the bottom, and we'll see the second line of Mishumachi. The Pesach Hayu Anoshim Anoshim Shabbos Benes. When it comes to Pesach, they're the same status. The Koshi Hashibut Shabbos Bishayim. The thing down there is Purim. Purim also do the same. I'll pull my six years. Last minute, I will have it. We shemam bizkiras anes shem shabbos. I will nes chanukah leem shabbos shayim. The nes chanukah. I'm at the end of the paragraph now. They were not equal. We shemachim b'megilah chayim and b'megilah nes chanukah. Ain't a mechal mahavim. Mahavim like tefillos on noshim. Unbelievable chiddush. Very original thinking of the Eila Shmuel. This is cited by the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, he's suggesting that the Ramat Chiyu of a woman in the Nitzan Eres Hanukkah is less than a male counterpart because the Yevonim did not impose upon them Xeris of Shmad as were imposed upon their male counterparts. That's the Chiddush of Eila Shmuel. Now, another possible reason I want to show you was mentioned last night, I think you mentioned it. I'm sorry?
Also Mila, who's one of the Xeris.
And for that, that is certainly correct. But you mentioned last night on page number four, upper right hand corner, this is one of the most famous subsefers. And as Agoy Rosh Hashanah said the other night, he usually doesn't check out the subsefers calculations, Gematrias and Hezbenes, but they found an error and they put it together with another ingenious kind of calculation. This is a subsefer which is half full of fella. He writes, I'm reading upper right hand corner. Another reason why women don't like their Hanukkah. And he says in the Gemara Shabbos and Chatal, Rav Habin Rav Yisai, Mishin Eskashi, Vaitam Lo, Vigi Noshi Didam, Dios Man Rav Habin, Veich the Lekho Zeich, Rav Yimadakes, Yibol Seves Vol Lechens, Rav Yimadim Rav Habin, My Tagu Lo Tiv Yam Habin, Vinir Lefi Ani Yis Daiti, nobody suggests, line four, Vekilo Shetiknu Neri Shubeso Al Pesach, Beso Rachus. Where's the ideal locus for Lani Neri Shadaka? Outside. Right outside the Chatzir, and outside going into the street level, and it's a so mahabin, she yotzu l'chutz, and it's legal answer, and I see my avagash of all the bias. As though nintza shum isha, she tia ma mahabin, ki ain't kveida lots of good, which is a rabbi, it's a sinner, ulad, min anoshim. What did he say? Kol kvuda, basmela penimo. That since the minig was to go outside and light, so women did not do so because it's sneers. And then what they didn't like. And then he writes that Lachazman, says here at the end, we'll just read the Heed main Haisha Vesel, the 11 Mutsavits, of course, if she has a husband's not there, she has no choice. We saw this yesterday. She's going to light her Hanukkah. The Konkom, Yeshkan, Zechra, Amalek, Eman, Achasim, Shetach, Maralasim, Zevetaviyas, and Nechshona. I today everyone lights inside. Not that's a source of the medical service. We come from Minigarishum, Razazim Kemo, Kanal, Nothing, Bez Hashem in Barath. Unbelievable.
That means they wouldn't go that to the buyer, but how far do you go with that?
I'm telling you, this Bimchilas Kvoid, Agoim Chsam Sefer, offer on the Tachas Kapas Vagna. Exactly what Rabbi Weishlita just asked. Hey, what's wrong with Shem Shim? I don't want to tell you.
Can
they point that women do not like Neres Hanukkah, Mishun, and Yonis Nias? Now, both of the Hezbeim that I just quoted to you, both the Olah Shmuel and the Chsam Sefer, are clearly, to my mind and to many Svaros Mechudosha's mind, both of them are novel, are revolutionary. The Hezbeim of the Olah Shmuel is based on a, how shall we put it, at a premise that's not clear at all. And on a story that's very difficult to understand. And the Hezbeim of Chsam Sefer, as Rabbi Weishlita, I'm not here, Chassid Shalom, putting it in your hands that you are coming out against Chsam Sefer. My Rabbi did not understand this Chsam Sefer at all. And as you said, what, women never went outside? Women never went shopping? There's a very famous tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. You're probably aware of it. So as I was asking, maybe you've seen it also, both of you, all you, that the Gemara says that someone who goes, walks after a woman, so the Gemara speaks very harshly about such a person. So Rav Shlomo Zalman describes the following scenario. The woman in front of me, quickly I run in front of her, in order that she shouldn't be in front of me. No, guess what I discovered? It's another woman in front of me. I quickly run in front of her. The Chayzeh Chalila, this goes on ad infinitum. Absolutely not a normal, conventional kind of situation. Who behaves this way? So the answer is, and it's based on Babush, Sha'anachnu, Regila, Regila, Dios, Bein Anosh. We travel with women. What does that mean, we travel with women? Of course, there are Yonah Batsneers. Of course, there are Yidorim, there are parameters. But in terms of the Chaye Yom Yom, I assume you're aware that there were efforts and attempts on the part of different groups. I'm trying to avoid any conflict over here. Essentially, you know what on down south? I'm talking about the United States. I'm not talking about Johannesburg.
Before the 60s.
And there was an attempt to introduce that here as well. Women, back of the bus. Now, I'm not here to issue Piskei Halacha regarding this matter. Abaisha is the famous tshuva on the subway. People are crowded together and jostled. Yeah, you don't have subways over there? Johannesburg, that's why, because they wanted to avoid all these problems of the seniors. Anyway, so I'm just being cute. So they're on the subway, and the issue is, well, sing with the Galos Eva. I hope it's the Ram Ramban. The whole discussion. The Shach Sin Ba'aloch, only the Shem Tiba. It's not the Shem Tiba. I'm on a subway train. I want to get to work. I want to go somewhere. And it happens that a woman jostles me, and it's a bit congested, et cetera, et cetera. And this problem over here, that's a sub. Oh,
could be sardines on that subway.
Sardines, okay. But the point I'm trying to make is that the notion that women never left, and as Rabbi Weiss said, Il Bum Shin of Shia, and the meaning of the Mahad is only a Chumrah, and again, the right that each one makes a bracha on Neros and his Malik. So it's hard to imagine that they were knowing to the Mata Dika and Mitzvah for each person because of the Samsena's issue of Kokuna Basmel and Nima.
Okay,
that may very well be.
You have to include something that with the makor, you have to go outside for and say bracha. Because we find that in other places that woman doesn't make a bracha in public necessarily.
It's an all discussion And this, I have a practice that I was doing in all the shuls I was around, which is close to half a century, namely, Birchas HaGadol and women. So there's so many different halachos. So my meter, which I heard from Billy Hagel, is that from the Echas Noshim, a woman can make a Birchas HaGadol, opens up the curtain, makes Birchas HaGadol, and the men downstairs answer, what's the problem? What? Yes, he gives another answer, that's correct. There are many answers. I'm not, you know, Rav Soloveitchik once told over a maaser that he came to Boston. So it was a Shalom Bayis issue. This in the 30s. Shalom Bayis issue with someone's home between husband and wife. And so they asked the Rav to see if he could intervene to try to make Shalom Bayis. So the Rav came and then realized that there was a problem over there. Namely, the Shriga was living in the house with him. So that clearly was the source of the issue. So that was the minhag. And many had the minhag, they lived with the Shriga, or they, with the Shver, whatever it was. When people got married, they weren't in a position economically to afford it. So, and I know of some situations, very few, thank God, where such a mitzvah is operative. So anyway, so the Rav decided that he's going to speak to the Shriga and see if he can convince her that they should live apart from her and she should have her own place and everyone will be Hakol Makom Yom B'Shalom. He had no success whatsoever. And zero success. And he spent apparently a fair amount of time trying to convince her. At the end, she says to him, listen, Rebbe, Yiddish, this is all conducted in Yiddish, this is an entire conversation. she says at the end, and she knew a few English words, that again, they should give advice. I don't give advice to the uncle. That again, no eitzes. She only gives eitzes. That's all she does. And that was causing the unbelievable rift in Shalom Bayis between the husband and the wife. So I'm only indicating that Kalkul Masmel Pnima is a very, is a concept that's not, at least in my mind, is not a concept that's concrete in terms of the parameters of it in Halach. It varies from zeitgeist to zeitgeist, from locus to locus. This geographic area, that geographic area, there's some places that don't adopt the Lavush. Shonu Mugolim Ben Anoshim. No, they're not Mugol at all. See them have a complete total separation. There's a machlokes between Amesha and Rav Soloveitchik, both on one side. And the Satmar on the other side, you got a Mechitza. What's the point of the Mechitza? Is a Mechitza the Ben Kalos Rosh, levity? Or a Mechitza is Pashim, you're not allowed to see the member, the female side, the distaff side. By the way, the literature belt, the Ashkenazic world, does not hold like a Satmar. Doesn't hold that. I remember that I used to learn Chavrusa, the very common Rosh Hashiva for 7 years, we were on Shas together, many, many years ago, 45 years ago. And we used to learn in the afternoon for about 4 hours. Marshall, Texas, at all shots. We have the promise to the end, to be done. So we learned at the Dumb Vestibule in Washington Heights. Dumb Vestibule is a room like this, a bit larger, not much larger. Maybe two rooms like this, maybe the whole Ezra Slushin over here. And where are the women? There's a hall upstairs. And in that hall, that's where the women are. I don't even think in Johannesburg you have such a setup as far as I know. And they're from over there. I don't think for a moment to take away from your from kai. I'm being cute again, Tidaki. But I'm just saying, so that was the Ezra's Noshim upstairs. They couldn't hear anything. Gaulish but Gaulish. They were not even a part of anything.
But the women wouldn't have a battle with them.
Okay, I'm indicating to you that there are clearly variations from time to time, zeitgeist to zeitgeist, locus to locus. Okay, I'm just going back to as far as the Pesach Halacha is concerned, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, who's Chayim Halacha Zeres, the Ramah quotes his Shita, every one of the B'nai Abayis does Halacha Zeres Chanukah, that's the minute Mag Ashkenazim, Chanukiah, everyone has. And this Ramah, the Shabura says that a married woman doesn't lie because Yishtuk Begufo, she's considered to be like one with her husband. And the Hemshech of the Shulchan Aruch, and they have it over here on page number 4, you can see on the bottom, I quote this Mishnah Berurah, and I quote the relevant sources over here. Isha, so a lot of passages, the woman vice nevus Hanukkah. Why? Shafi chayevis, she's also chayev, a tough resh, ayin hei. That's how the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes the tough resh ayin aleph, that's the Rabbah for us in base. You have it right in front of you. Kolachim le'abayis madlik. Something is missing, I'm sorry. V'chein aminik poshim. Everyone should have the candles in a different place. That's the Ramah. Each one in the home lights Neros Hanukkah. And this Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Tafay Shayin Al Sittes, right below you. Mishnah Berurah quotes actually that a woman who's married, she does not light because Isha Nesua, she's already a married woman, and therefore we assume Ishto Kagufo. In the Hemshech, in Tafay Shayin Hei Sid Gimel, so look, the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Shulchan Aruch. Isha Madregas Nechanka, you see it right below, the bottom here. Isha Madregas Nechanka, Shabi Chayosma. So the Mishnah Berurah says on that, if you take a look downstairs, Isha in a tzricha l'havi, she doesn't have to light. The havi ratfeilus on noshim. She's tofeil, the one male counterparts. The mamish should not write there, the Mishnah Berurah.
Before we finish, Shabbos candles, what's the difference? Don't be Sumanissa?
No, it's a different halacha. I mean, don't forget that here, there's Chanukah also the husband. You can't have any halacha from that. There's halacha, Kadishen and Roshus, the Shabbos, and there's Shabbos Dafka. The mitzvah is still being there. However, there it says in the Chaber very clearly, women like Nehru Shabbos Kodesh because Nehru Shabbos Kodesh have to do literally with Shalom Bayis. That's the Gemara Shabbos. And the Gemara points out, Machlokes are Rishonim over there, what the Halog is there, Shabbos, the Kiyim Kovim, Kiyim Melenim, Mashim Tesu, Adam Nispah, but then Chaber Bebeis, over there, Sunni Shabbos. But the Mishum Shalom Bayis is the primary reason, and that is devolves upon the woman. Everything in the house is totally on the woman. That's what the Chaber says, Mishalom, that's totally different than Nehru Shabbos. Complete different halacha. But the point is, there's a theory in Mishnah Berurah and Masha of the Mishnah Berurah that he's talking about when he says tfeilos, not only women who are married, but even nashim bevakot, single women. Because the Mishnah Berurah is, in Isha Rotsa, the Adi, she wants the light, she can make a bracha, not local. He says, Minig Ashkenaz and nashim bevakos. Even a mitzvah says, Shatman Guam, they are potter. Klo Mishnah Berurah. They want a light, they can light. They can light their Ashkenaz with a bracha. Now, as I said, many homes, probably most homes, I would venture to say, Ashkenazi homes don't light Neros Hanukkah. But I mentioned Chabad, and in Brisk, in many parts of Brisk, that's always his home, Neros Hanukkah were lit by women, and that seems to be a very popular minhag that is mispashe also in many other places. Okay.